Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for the most informative part. Okay, it's time.
If we try.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
This is News or Nope, where we take all the news stories of the day, run them through the Slacker Show filter. I just grabbed my stack of papers and did the newscaster thing. I get a little disappointed that you guys don't do that more. We're really trying to make this more pro.
Aaron and I are a green half of the show.
Will you just, every once in a while, I got to go, that's all the news.
All the news.
No, but it's like,
we haven't even started.
This is our...
Tonight, on the Slacker Show.
Yeah, that. You're so green you can't even hold paper?
I just thought you wanted them back.
I don't...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Hold on.
I'm really between two stories here, but I'm going to go ahead and go with this one. Did you see who Katy Perry stepped out with?
Wow, who would have
thought?
Who
didn't know that was happening?
We knew it was happening, but they were stepping out holding hands. And allegedly, she didn't expect the romance, but he checks all the boxes. How long ago did she break up with Orlando Bloom, who she had been with and has a child with for years?
Mm-hmm. If you don't know, if you're under a rock, it's Justin Trudeau.
Did I not say Justin Trudeau?
No, you just said it. We're all like assuming that everybody knows. So
the
it's like
former, correct? Yes. Canadian Prime Minister.
Yep.
You should search his name. Nah.
Okay.
He's just done some really questionable things in his life.
Which is why he's no longer prime minister. I don't understand. I understand in the way that maybe she and Orlando Bloom were like on the outs for a while that we, the public,
didn't
know about.
I think clearly
they were.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they were, because remember she was on Call Her Daddy like not that long ago talking about Orlando.
Yeah.
And saying, remember, she's like, if you do the dishes... like it's gonna.
I'll jump on that.
Was not that long ago.
No,
so.
But Orlando said that it was the flight
the space
to space
thing
that really triggered.
He thought
Call Her
so
Daddy
cringe
was a year ago.
Okay.
And when was the space flight? Because that was pretty cringeworthy for sure. She was with the little flower.
That was in April. So to be engaged for 7 years that they've been engaged, maybe longer than that, and then around April be like, oh, this isn't working. And already be out holding hands publicly with a very public person.
But do you think,
you
as
know
somebody
what?
Who's had failed marriages, like, you don't show your cards till it's over. So maybe on the Caller Daddy, she's like going, hey, if you do the dishes, I'll jump your bone. Like, she's still trying to put on a good face and behind the scenes, really hoping it works out.
Right.
And then when he was just like, I'm going to, what wedding did he go to without her?
Bezos.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. In Italy. That's right. And then it was like, and then he was with Sweeney. Like he was.
Don't worry. She's dating Scooter Braun.
Well, that was my story.
that was very visceral. Visceral of you.
Yeah. So
but
anyway.
She was also seen with Tom Brady, right? Like on
that
same trip, she was kind of out with Tom and she was out with Orlando. She's kind of made the rounds.
She's too young to be with any of them, but Katy Perry, new man.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In other dating news, Sophie Turner is dating Chris Martin.
I saw that.
Wait, Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas's ex-wife?
Yes.
She was literally with that other guy. He had all the P's in his name.
What?
You remember how I said this is where we get news on the show, but we don't really have any facts.
Was he also a prime minister of somewhere?
Organize your papers, Zach.
It was, oh, Peregrine Perry Pearson. Come on.
Who the hell is that?
He was an aristocrat. I mean, come on.
Is Chris Martin considerably older than her?
Yes.
How much? You know that I've dated out of my age range almost exclusively.
Right.
We know. So I want to know.
Chris Martin's 48. Sophie's younger than me.
I think she's like maybe 30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's 29.
Yeah.
48 to 29.
That's a good range right there.
That is so yucky.
That's
what
a 19,
do they have in common?
That's a 19-year-old.
He has adult children. She has little kids.
Yeah. I very seriously dated somebody.
I know.
Like more than that younger than me.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Is the rule half your age plus 7? Is that the...
I hate that rule because it's not true.
It's only not true because you've broken it.
All the time. No, listen. I think no one in the room will argue with my statement. I am very much immature for my age. And someone like Erin is very much far too old for her age.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that you want to date Erin?
I'm not saying that I want to. We had our fling and we've found our way through it.
I just want to point out that Chris Martin's oldest child is 21. So only 8 years younger than Sophie.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying.
Where did you even see this?
Just on the internet.
I saw it this morning at some point. I saw an alert. It's like, it was like more of a question. So are they out or they just get spotted?
I don't know yet.
Is she the really tall one?
Yes.
Like crazy tall.
She's pretty tall. Okay. She was on Game of Thrones. That's how she's got all her money.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sophie Turner's ex is in the news as Joe Jonas.
Oh.
You really do have a Joe Jonas. This is the most coherent loser nope we've ever done. And I credit the paper organizing.
Finally got him in order. That's why.
Okay, go.
Joe Jonas is going to be a judge on a new singing music competition show. It's called Who's in the Band? Simon Cowell is going to be a judge alongside Joe Jonas.
Is this the boy band one?
Mel B and a songwriter, another guy, and one of the K-pop Demon Hunters is also going to be.
Can I have a quick aside?
Well, go ahead.
Has anybody watched the Taylor Sheridan? Taylor Sheridan's got kind of a voice like thing. This country, I think it's called The Road or something.
Oh, really?
Is what you were asking about the one that Liam Payne was on?
Is that the boy band one?
So
it's a girl or boy band.
Oh,
yeah. But I've heard the Taylor Sheridan country one might be really good.
You're speaking another language. I don't even know who Taylor Sheridan is.
You know Taylor Sheridan?
No.
Taylor Sheridan, the guy who did Yellowstone, the guy who did Landman.
No.
Makes the greatest TV shows. 1883.
It's called The Road.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good. That. And it's like, because it's all these Nashville dudes. You've been to Broadway. You go into Broadway at like 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. The guy on floor three of Dirk's bar is one of the best musicians you've ever seen. And you can go to any floor, any bar. There's people like that, and they deserve to be seen. So it's just a great thing. I'm sorry I took a total.
Well, this show, I don't. Maybe it's like the one you've had it or seen before. I don't know if
what's
it's
it
like.
Called a, again?
It's called "Who's in the Band," and multiple singers perform the same song simultaneously while they're in different colored tubes. So I don't know if this is a new idea.
Oh,
or if
my
it's like,
gosh, I'm gonna be so upset if this is like the Masked Singer but with a band. I will lose my ish.
I don't. I think we can see them. It's just. It's I like do. Oh, red and yellow's voices sound
literally
together.
Like what it is.
Yeah, okay. I think so. Yeah. So it has not yet been greenlit. They're just like filming it, and if people like it, which seems like they're not gonna.
Erica, make the sound.
Ew, I touched my mic.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.